This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
One of the key things when we look at the issue of abortion is to ask the question, what is it? What is it that is within the womb? Is it just a blob of tissue, or is it human life? That is the essential thing that has to be answered in the debate on abortion. And yet you'll often find it's the one thing that most that support abortion don't want to answer according to science. Why? Because the science is not on their side. What you have at conception is the forming of another human being. Now, it's in a smaller form. True. But it doesn't mean that that person is less of a person just because of their size. Size does not determine whether someone is human or not. Are smaller people less human? No, that wouldn't be true. The fact that they're in a womb does not define whether they're human or not. Location shouldn't make a difference. They're not suddenly human the moment they come out of the womb. What you end up seeing is that child in the womb has a completely separate DNA from the mother, could even have a different sex than the mother. It is completely different person. And so as we look at this, we look at two arguments that we can make, whether size doesn't matter, environment doesn't matter, and the science shows that they're a different person, a different DNA. So you have to ask, what is it that's in the womb? If it's a person, you don't murder it.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.